China's government wants 50 million of its residents to receive a COVID-19 vaccine before the Lunar New Year. According to the National Health Commission, it was about halfway there last week. Even if authorities reach that goal, it still represents roughly 4% of China's population, a population that's usually on the move at this time of the year. China's Ministry of Transport says a usual Lunar New Year holiday brings about 3 billion trips. Last week, transport officials estimated there will be fewer than 500,000 this year, a slight increase from last year. Those going on the road face challenges, from negative COVID tests to quarantines on both ends of their trips. Local restrictions vary. No mass gatherings in Beijing, and that includes at temples. Other cities are boosting the price of movie tickets to discourage attendance. Some areas are providing incentives for businesses to keep their workers at home. What's officially known as the Spring Festival goes from February 11th to the 17th, but the government calculates a travel season that stretches to 40 days. That started at the end of last week and lingers through the first week of March. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.